The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
TNTH, your boy Mr. Committed, and you are live on the best frequency one can tune into on a Friday afternoon, 106.5 Freedom. On the Inside Hub Friday edition. And this evening is a conversation that should shift our attention to some little positivity within the atmosphere. Because we know the country needs a lot of prayers. We need a shaking up, a waking up, because it's a series of bad eggs. But this conversation we're going to have really speaks to the future of our nation, the importance of youth programs in Trinidad and Tobago. Far too often, we hear the negative headlines about young people. Crime, violence, underemployment, hopelessness, the ungrateful. But tonight, we are choosing to focus on something different. Transformation, opportunities, and impact. Because behind every successful young person, there's usually somebody who believed in them. A program that gave them exposure, or a mentor that pushed them. As a matter of fact, it could even be a safe space that helped them develop and discover their purpose. Youth programs are not just activities to keep young people occupied. It is not. They are platforms that build discipline, leadership, confidence, entrepreneurship, life skills, and sometimes even save lives. Tonight we are joined by two outstanding young people whose stories are living proof of what can happen when young people are given support and opportunities. Joining us are Jacoba Brong, youth advocate, and Josiah Thompson, entrepreneur. Both of these young people have already shared their powerful stories. But tonight, Trinidad and Tobago, we get to hear from them directly. The challenges, the lessons, the growth, the impact youth programs had on their lives, even their friends' lives, if they choose to share that. This is more than an interview, ladies and gentlemen. This is a conversation about possibility, purpose, and the power of investing in our young people. Jacoba, Josiah, welcome to Freedom.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
How are you all feeling today?
Good.
Well, I'm ready to share my story.
I'm excited as well.
Nice, nice. Guys, feel free to call in and actually contribute as well. It's 625-2257 and 306-1065. That's your WhatsApp number. And we're going to get right into it. And I'll start with you, Josiah. Before the cadets, before those where you people may see you as a polished person, who were you before that?
I was just a simple youth, grew up in Belmont. What people will know is that I grew up without a father, so it really was my mom and my grandma there for me.
Wow.
So when you see, there was at the early age of 11, yeah, there when it really began for me, because they try everything with me, and I feel this is where they led me to today.
And what were some of the challenges growing up without a father, and they have you two moms that are there helping you? What are some of the challenges you experienced?
The challenges was basically like Father's Day and like parents meeting and thing. When you're seeing small people and youths, when you're going to school with fathers and mothers, you know, you go feel that kind of way.
Yeah.
But then when I really watch it and I watch back, I was really blessed to have these two strong ladies. Because when you watch person's life, it has people that be saying, women don't know how to groom men, and they can't bring forth men, and yeah, don't know how to be, no, create a manly man. But I am living proof that two ladies brought strong men, me as a strong person. Yeah.
I like that, bro. Jacoba, we switching it to you.
Uh-huh.
In terms of, what's your experience like before Jacoba discovered herself at CCC?
Okay, so my experience was like, I really didn't know what I wanted to become in life. And I was just laid back.
Yeah.
Secondary school, playing, having fun, following friends, going in library, catching us attacking, and taking nothing serious. But I realized that I was always a leader, because most times when I doing things, my friends following as well.
Yeah.
And when I started CCC, that's when I realized that I have a lot of leadership skills in me, and a lot of young persons go through a lot of things and they look up to me, because I never let what affected me in the past to determine where I would want to be in the future.
I like that. 625-2257 or 306-1065 on your WhatsApp contributions. And guys, as we go further, I want, before you end up in CCC, what were some of the challenges you experienced just wandering, following friends in school?
Well, I never really get in trouble, you know.
Right.
But I used to really follow friends. I do the weird sort of things, like duck in class, and I feeling very uncomfortable because this is not me. Next time my mommy come, I know it's Lex, because why are you doing this? Ain't you know better? Especially being the eldest.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to set an example for my younger siblings. So I used to feel, you know, I never do anything to get catch, so my mommy could come in school and I get embarrassment, because I didn't like embarrassment at all.
So you've experienced that kind of embarrassment in school, and you probably do something off and your mother come in school, boy?
Well, yeah, my mother like to feel embarrassment. So she prefer embarrass me first.
Quick.
Guys, I know we head into the break just now, but I want you to stay tuned, because we are chatting with Chekeba Brown and Josiah Thompson as we talk about how youth programs impacted their lives, and they're going to share encouragement for young people. So stay tuned. We will be certainly right back, because there are ads to play.
Guardian Asset Management. Live wise, live easy. Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today. Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center. With state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information,
expression is who we are. Take control.
The all new Talk Radio.
Freedom 106.5.
Speak your mind.
Welcome back, TNT. It's your boy, Mr. Committed, and you are listening to the Inside Hub. And I have two dynamic young people who are talking to us about their story: Chekeba Brown, youth advocate, and Josiah Thompson, entrepreneur. And we're going to get to that just now. But Chekeba, there's a question I want to ask you. We know CCC is the highlight as to it started something.
Yeah.
But a lot of young people will talk about how they felt lost and misunderstood, and they were like just wandering like in a forest. Have you ever experienced that before you entered the CCC? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I experienced that because growing up, I wanted to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was deterred because no, service is not really for men thing, you know. They don't really have anything good to say about women who would like to join the service, right? And then I went to university. When I finished university, COVID had now finished. And I was like, well, what I could do now?
Mm.
I just finished university. I don't want to be home. And then, well, CCC had an ad that they were taking in. And when I went to apply to Barataria, it was full. So I was like, Grace, boy. Don't know what to do. Barataria full. So I say, but they have other branches, so yeah. I should find somewhere else. And then I went to Mausica and they accepted me. And I say, you know what? Let me try this. Let me see how much the best I can make out of it. And, well, I like cooking, so I did culinary arts in CCC.
You can cook?
Yeah, come on, Big Jeff. And from there, that is when I realized that sometimes you just need to try different things. And it's have a lot of youth programs out here, like CCC. Well, it's no longer available, but YTAP,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
the youth training. Yeah, I did patient care there. Yeah.
625-2257 or 627-3223 or send your WhatsApp at 306-1065. Josiah, what about you? You ever felt that feeling of feeling lost, where to go, how to function before you end up putting the train to be a credit force, a place that I actually really have a close connection with in my heart and Caribbean as well?
Not really, no. I never feel lost until I get in cadet force.
Hmm.
It had a period of time after COVID.
Yeah.
When I did grow out my hair, and that time I was in Form 4, going into Form 5, preparing for exams. And same time, Mr. Tinto, they reached out to my mom and me to come back. And that time, well, you know, situations, you grow out your hair, you're young.
Yeah.
You ain't nothing different. And then other persons senior, and you know, that you find that hair, long hair, attractive, so
yeah.
I didn't want to cut it, I didn't want to go, so they're trying to, you know, encourage me, and they're trying to, you know, for me to go back. But eventually, at that time I was lost, I really didn't know what I wanted, and I didn't really had nothing to do at that time. So when you have free time, you'll be idle at a point in time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, idle hands, as you know, the lot about that, you get trouble.
Mm-hmm. I know what idle hand things are, but thank God for deliverance, you know. 625-2257 or 306-1065. You guys could join the conversation and ask questions as well. And keep it within topic, because if you're not within topic, I'm going to have to cut you off. But as we go into the conversation, CCC.
Mm-hmm.
If young people have come across the country, check out how did you find your space and didn't allow, because we could join your programs and get sidetracked
and still be misled.
Correct. Thank you. So what kept you focused in CCC?
Okay, so what made me focus in CCC is when I realized that the leaders started to depend on me to do a lot of stuff, and they realized that I was very reliable, determined. I was never hesitant. And as I, you know what, this is an opportunity that I'm getting to lead.
Yeah,
I'm getting this opportunity to stand out and be example for persons that don't know where they want to be or how to be a leader. And I take the opportunity and I run with it, and I never look back, because I say, you know what, I'm not going to give up. It was very hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, because they will come down on you for a lot of things, because they expect you to be responsible.
Yeah.
So it just had a holy ground. It does be very difficult, but you had to pray as well. You have to pray.
So what were some of the difficult experiences you had?
So we had to go to internship to do, after our skill,
yeah.
They sent us to internship. And a lot of the trainees wasn't attending because I got internship, you know, I really none that. But my thing is, I had to let them know that internship does give you the experience of a real life job.
Yeah.
And I made it my business every day to attend classes, well, internship.
Yeah, yeah.
And never give up, because I was encouraging them. Yeah, well, sometimes they can hire Wally. You know, kind of pep talk them, encourage it. Like, I had to do it, and I realized if I step back, they were stepping back too. Because at times we had to go to the kitchen. And if I say, I ain't feeling to go in the kitchen and cut up nothing, nobody wants to go in the kitchen and cut up nothing. Okay. So I realized that I was a mean.
You have to be the example as the leader.
And one of the teachers from CCC told me, he was like, I don't know if you know, but you are always there to lead the pack. You hold the deck together. He's like, if you don't do something, they don't do it as well. And he's like, you have to be very... He was like, tell them that you have to be very aware of what you do, because a lot of them are following you.
That the burdens of leadership. Josiah, with you, have you ever experienced that? Because we saw within your photo, you're wearing that sash. And you just explained that you had that liking for the long hair, because Cadefors is stricken a particular look.
Yeah.
How did Cadefors change your life, bro?
How Cadefors changed my life? When I joined Cadefors, teachers and persons be like, young soldier, and my teachers used to tell me, you're going to be something great, you know. I'm looking to see forward, you're going to be an officer in the military. And I used to be like, but what I'm talking about, they don't really know me, you know. I just come to school here for some hours, and then when I really started getting to the cadets, I used to see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I was much smaller,
yeah,
and I was tiny. But when I open my mouth, I just command respect. And
yeah,
persons used to just, when I open my mouth, just listen. And I used to watch it, and the officers used to watch it as well. And then I started to get a little play. I started to get a little command, a little here and a little there.
Yeah.
And then eventually I started to get rank and I started to enjoy this. I said, but I never thought I would enjoy this cadets thing. Even it was my decision.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to try it. But as I started to get forward, I started to take it a little more serious, and it became my lifestyle after a while.
You see that word lifestyle?
Correct.
I like that. Guys, you're listening to Jakeba and Josiah. And feel free to call and even give them encouragement or even ask questions that you may want to know for your son or daughter. 625-2257 or 627-3223 or WhatsApp 306-1065. So, both of you guys, going through the motion, you in CCC, you in cadets. Was there a point in time where you felt like in the middle, is this where I'm supposed to go? And if you felt that way, how did you know to stay the course? Anyone?
Yeah, I feel as though I was like, this is really for me, boy. Because as much as I didn't like cooking, I just really did CCC because I had nothing to do after university.
Occupy time.
Yeah. But when I realized that CCC started to impact my life, I couldn't turn around. Couldn't turn back at all. It really built me.
Did it change your friends as well? Or?
Yeah, I lost a lot of friends because they was like, but you know who he was again? You feel like, you know, you today now, like, well, I mean, most of the commanders used to, everything is Jakeba, Jakeba, Jakeba.
Yeah, yeah.
And they was like, nah, you're a teacher's pet now. And I'm like, no, they just see me being responsible enough. Because they also put me to do the model show where they have every year for emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
I was Mousika's queen for CCC.
Mm.
And a lot of them were looking forward to be that person.
So because you were given more responsibility and being called upon, the circle changed because they were more envious of what you were accomplishing.
Yeah, because most of them take CCC for a joke. They were just skylarking and just collecting stipend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't serious at all.
And just you started to elevate within the current force. Of course, you know, not everybody could become a corporal, not everybody could become a sergeant. So what happened when you started to elevate as a young person, even in your personal life and within the organization?
Right, so in the year 2022, I was a Lance Corporal, and for no reason, I just couldn't get no promotions. I don't know where it was. And you know, my unit commander, he was like perfection.
Shout out to Lieutenant Tinto.
So for 2 years, so 2022 to 2025, I was a Lance Corporal, and for no particular reason, I can get no promotions. I went from Star 1 to Star 2, so I was a Star 2 Lance Corporal.
Mm-hmm,
I had Star 1 Corporal, and I saying, but I complained and I said, but sir, what really going on here? And he said, Thompson, time, just, time. You know, when it's your turn, it will be your turn and everybody will notice. So I used to go, man, say, but mommy, granny, them in seat, but I getting more play, but I ain't getting no rank, so what really going on here? And he keep on telling me, patience. He said, Mr. Tinto, he said, patience. And then eventually, boom, I get the corporal. And right after I get the corporal, I did Star 3. Right after, I get sergeant. In quick time.
You see, next question you kind of answered it already, because I was going to ask the importance of mentorship and persons to guide you. And what you just shared is that Lieutenant Tinto taught you a virtue of patience. And when it's your time, because for some reason everybody believes that there must be that crab in a barrel syndrome where if you get up, I must pull you down.
Mm.
But when it's your time, It's exactly your time. And right now, I'm watching my time to know when it's time to go to the break. But I ain't there as yet because I ain't going to send Caribbean and no headache train. But mentorship at CCC, how would you rate how strong the mentorship was upon your life? You came from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not so good and 10 being the best.
9. Big up, Miss Smith, one time. She was my team commander. Right. She hold me together because I used to be real overwhelmed and stuff. Yeah, big. And my counselor, my sergeant, she and all.
So they were instrumental in guiding you, especially when you probably wanted to fall short.
Most definitely.
And I would say this. People may look at youth programs and think it may be a waste of government funds or a waste of person's time, but I want to say for the record, it is not. If you have 100 young persons within a youth program, of course people want to try to expect that 100 will pass. But sometimes the ratio might be just 75, it might be 50. But that 50 or even 25 could go out there and impact the 100 that you lost. Because different persons have a different way of reaching people. I can reach people who just cannot reach. But as we come back, I don't want you to go anywhere. We are chatting on the Inside Hub 106.5 FM Freedom with Jakeba and Josiah. And we're having a nice, cool conversation about youth programs in Trinidad and Tobago. Guys, stay tuned.
Best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Hey guys, it's just about 6:32 in the capital city, and you are tuning in with the Inside Hub at 106.5 FM Freedom with your host, Mr. Kimmerton. And I'm joined by Jakeba Brown and Josiah Thompson, and we're having a real cool conversation as we lead up to the climax as to the importance. Because lest we forget, there are some persons within this country have an issue against youth programs. So when we literally have to get stories to let young people share how impactful it is for their lives, we can't afford not to do it, because Josiah indicated that if you have idle hands, what will happen? Because I want to quote a minister that says that when they stopped the youth programs, crime went down, but that wasn't the case. That match was off. If you lift the SOE now, and there's no youth programs to fill the void that is there, you can't expect to ask the question as to what happened to young people, because how are we occupying their time and giving them the opportunity to land themselves into a program that could possibly change their course where they're heading to? So I want to start off with Jakeba. Being a young lady, we recognize a lot of young people on social media today find themselves looking for confidence, validation, and their self-worth via the media. But when I interact with you on off-air, I don't get the sense that you look for that. Would you accredit that based on your upbringing, or a combination of your upbringing and the CCC program you've been a part of?
My upbringing and the CCC program that I have been a part of. What I also learn is that you have to do self-reflection.
Yeah.
You have to search yourself. You have to see who you really are. You have to take time for yourself and say, you know what, let me see where I want to be, where things be in the next 5 years. A vision board is something that I have. And CCC taught me that you have to look at the end goal, long term. Don't look at what is happening now. Look outside the picture.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you would always remain in the same place, stagnant. And sometimes it's good to take a little setback and search yourself. Because that is what I did. And I started realizing that, yo, if I want to go places, I have to change some things about me. Have different people in my environment.
Yeah.
You know? Go closer to people that could add value to my life, who would impact me. And that is what made me change, not social media at all. Social media is fake.
And before I swing to Josiah, there's a comment from Chelsea. Chelsea, big up yourself. The question is, what has helped you guys stay on a positive path in this life? Especially many young people, when many young people are surrounded by violence, fast money, and flashy lifestyle that can easily lead them in the wrong direction. Why did you choose this path instead of following the more common negative path, Josiah?
Well, first off, what kept me on the straight path is that the two ladies in my life, my mom and my grandma, they are praying women. So prayers is most important.
Yeah.
That kept me on the straight path. Like, when certain things was going wrong in my life that I find was going wrong, and I go to talk to them, they said pray. They said the first thing was always pray. Hmm. And when I pray, the Lord has just opened doors and closed certain doors. And then I started to watch it. And then this was maybe gave me the opportunity to come out here. And when I watch young people, I tell myself, no, I have to be an example to young people.
Yeah.
Because I have to show them that if I could do it, it could give you an opportunity as well to know that you could do it.
I like that. 625-2257 or 627-3223 or send your WhatsApp at, like, Chelsea 306-1065. Okay, but what about you? Because she asked the question, what encouraged you to stay on the path? Because money, fast money, people want it.
Yeah, they change a lot of things in life. So things that don't bring value to you, you have to remove it from your life. And people is one of them. You have to know who is for your circle and who's not. In order to go up in life, you have to let go of some people.
Yeah.
Yes, we have friends from secondary school that, hey, we real rock. But secondary school, you think they are your friends because you see them every day. But when real life hit, they are not around as much as how you used to see them every day in school. You probably mightn't see them 5-10 years after, you know. So you just have to change up your circle and find where you really fit.
And for people who are struggling, because the question is, there are a lot of fights. People fighting. That goes viral faster than you doing good work. And while you were in secondary school, I mean, I'm not going to ask if it was in a fight or anything, but why do you think young people then used to fight so much so often? Is it was a lack of programs, or do you believe it's just something that we, the adults, missing? Because we are, well,
I think as we hormones and we're very emotional, you know, nobody taking no course. Everybody, you know, the blood close to the skin, everybody want to lash out. But sometimes you just gotta humble and let things pass. I mean, I'm not saying stand up and let anybody beat you up just like that.
Right.
But you have to understand, yo, not everything needs an answer back.
But do you think they lack responsibility? Because for you, you said you came more active when the commander gave you more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just that approach works when you gave in trouble. They say, all right, let me see if we get some responsibility, how you'll respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was your turnaround?
Yeah, too. Mm-hmm. Because you know that they're depending on you, so you had to shake up yourself and realize, hey, I can't answer back to everything. I can't. Next.
Yeah.
That's not beneficial. It ain't worth it.
And Joe, in Canada for us, you know, a lot of it is young men, young women, and it's a rank system. So you're going there for the first time and a man shouting at you harder than your mother or your grandparent, and you're like, but what's going on here? Where did you, how did you manage it as a man when you have your own ego when you come into the Canada for us?
How I manage it is simply, when I first came in and somebody bawled at me, I was like, but what really going on here? But use my age. Why you shouted at me and gave me a command? I said, but use my age. And then when I really understand, you know, what my officer say, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Say that for me one more time.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Hmm.
So when the ball at you and is really guidance, you know, it's to give you a, it's to just treating you and just say that introduction of what the cadet force is. It's not a rank or a I better than you thing. It's just, you know, it's a structure. It's a paramilitary organization. So it must have a form of strict programs.
Yeah.
So persons and parents that come when young persons get in trouble, for us to straighten them out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, for my time, for my 7 years, I've seen many persons come and many persons go. But the persons that have stayed, I've seen major changes in their life that impacted me and others.
Mm, it's make you feel good. It's make you feel like you're doing something that, yeah, boy.
Yeah, something working.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my time.
There's some virtuous woman, some leaders in the making on the program this evening. So that's kudos to both of you guys. They're referring to you as leaders in the making. And as you and that leader's in the making, I want to ask this question, your environment. Did your environment assist in your development as you went to the programs, or in some cases, when you went back home, it was a struggle? And I'm asking that question based on the premise, there's this the chaplain for the Trinidad and Tobago Defence Force, Kwame Clark, indicated a viral video about some guys in my life and my part indicating that when they in the program, it helps them, yeah, that the urge to do all sorts of things. But when they go back home, it's like, how to conform.
Yeah.
What is that experience for you guys? Let's start with Josiah.
Basically, that experience is, well, I grew up in Belmont. And yeah, persons put a stigma on those areas, Belmont, Mover, etc., right? That is the ghetto, as you'll see. But I grew up in Belmont, and my parents and them always told me, you know, you has never really let your environment change you. You change your environment.
Yeah.
So when I got into the cadet force and I started getting to it, I just see young people, I just go out and talk to them. And some people might say, but them youths and them that be getting trouble. But when I go there, I don't see trouble youths.
Yeah.
I see persons of tomorrow who could make a change. They just need proper guidance. So if I could give the opportunity to a young person to get them a chance to give the person's impact, I would.
Yeah.
I started to go out and talk to them a little bit, and I really be inside as well.
625-2257 or 627-3223 or WhatsApp 306-106. I guess it's be inside as well. Shakiba, how about you? Your environment pulled you away from the development, or it encouraged you to grow in it?
It was difficult for me. Because when I home, my cousins and I'm doing the most. When I had CCC, it was a different environment for me, where I would be on my P's and Q's, hold my ground, you know. When I home, they're doing the most. I was struggling.
You're struggling.
But then I was like, you know what? This really isn't for you. So you had to balance yourself. You had to know, you know what? Nah. Find something as productive to do when you come home.
Yeah.
You know, don't fall for what is not for you, because you could fall short and kill all your dreams if you be misled.
So you were saying like a separation had to take place?
Yeah, I wasn't as close with them as before. So I started to, like, when I come home, go straight inside, just find all kind of things to do. It was very hard. And relating to what Josiah was saying, when he said that how people are saying the youth's very miserable, they don't give the youth the opportunity to express themselves and say, you know what, it's hard for me to really find where I want to be.
Yeah.
They all label them as pests, miserable children. They don't give them the opportunities to express and voice their opinion. I feel like the young people just be whole hostage to express how they feel.
So that bottling of emotions when it comes to fighting, it's probably the only way they get to express through the outlet.
Yeah, because, all right, when they fight and they go to the dean's office,
mm-hmm.
the dean's going and ask, so what happened?
Right.
They're going and say, miss, I tell all you, this individual's interfering with me. They don't like... So that is when they start to express when they act based on how
after
they
the
feel.
Fact. Yeah, okay.
Because they wasn't given the opportunity to express and say what was bothering them or how things affected them.
I thank you for that. And guys, don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Inside. Hope you can catch me every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we're going to a break. By the way, to go anywhere, call me, give me a call afterwards, 625-2257 or 627-3223 or send your WhatsApp at 306-1065. We are here with Jakeba Brown and Josiah Thompson, and the conversation is one worth listening to. I don't want you to go anyway. Stay righty. Get some water. Get some juice. Pop some popcorn today. It's Friday. Eat some chicken. But don't go anyway, because we're coming back to... what's that? Yeah. We're coming back.
Are you tired of missing out on the latest news and updates on what's going on around you? Well, get ready to stay informed like never before with CNC3 7 p.m. News Live. Tune in every day at 7 p.m. and stay ahead of the game with the most accurate and reliable news coverage. The 7 p.m. News Live on CNC3, covering your world.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information,
tune in to Betterments with Old Space, Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
for a program that educates and is solution-based.
Base tackles the issues that matter to you,
providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions.
That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts
and find solutions
to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference
and have your voice heard,
tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Bass, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Better for you,
only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
Join the chat now on the all-new Freedom on the all-new Talk Radio 106.5.
Guys, it's 6:48 in the Capital City, and that's your time check. And don't forget, at the top of the hour, there's the major news broadcast by CNC3 at 7 p.m., so don't go anywhere. And I'm here chatting with Chikeba Brown and Josiah Thompson. And, you know, we're having a conversation that I think more young persons, and as freedom continues to grow, you know, where youth is concerned, this should be a hub where young persons could listen and find encouragement. And even sometimes, if Jacoba and Josiah come back, they be mentors and adopt a child and try to work with them, because we all need someone to believe in us. We actually need young people to work with other young people, because the gap is so big where sometimes the adults are suddenly youth. Well, we complaining for when I was younger. Okay, when you was younger, yes, but doing validate the youth experience, it is totally different. And so far, I am personally like the fact how transparent you guys have been in sharing your story and some of the things that you've been through. And I want also the listeners as well, feel free to chime in 625-2257. Just because it's not politics, don't feel you're just going to listen today. You know, I like to get excited with the politics. We're talking positivity within Trinidad and Tobago. And 306-1065, that's your WhatsApp. And 627-3223. Call us and ask questions or give encouragement. So at this segment, I want to ask you guys to tell me something. And here, what you want you to tell me. You are facing young people who feel as if society has failed them, and your programs aren't there for them. And I will start with you, Josiah. what would you tell them to keep them encouraged and let them know there's hope and steady course and probably even change from the past where they are on if it is negative?
What I would tell them is that it has so many opportunities, but you have to have confidence to believe that, you know, God will put you in those opportunities. It has many doors that will be open and many doors will be closed. It has plenty of opportunities for young persons. So you just really have to find what is for you. Plenty of young people trying to copy off of other persons and get the same results. It don't work like that. You have to find your own route, and you know, it will come to you. It will just hear it, you will feel it, and you're gonna know, yeah, they for me.
Yeah.
You care what someone else and be like, I wonder if I go do the same thing, if I will get the same results. No, you won't get the same results, and that will frustrate you more. And that when you feel society isn't working for you.
So guys, it's just about 6:51 and that's 9 minutes away from top of the hour at 7 o'clock, and don't go anywhere, because as I mentioned before, at top of the hour is the major news broadcast by CNT3, and I need to stay to know what's happening in the country. Thanks for your contribution, Josiah. What about you, Jacoba? What would you tell those young people? Hmm. That's a feeling that sigh. Wait, what would you tell them?
Don't matter where life takes you. Try it out. You would figure it out. You would realize, yeah, boy, it's tough. But you would find a way to get over it, honestly. It would be hard, but it has always worked out in God's favor once you're a praying person. It has been hard, but you had to get on them knees. Yeah, and give God thanks for small mercies.
What I've recognized is these two young individuals have based a lot of their triumphs on faith, and that's something that I believe more young persons should be pushing themselves towards, because faith in God is, people try to downplay it, but faith is the cornerstone. And as we're talking about cornerstone, somebody sent a WhatsApp here indicating to us, but there's a call, so WhatsApp, hold on, I'm going to take the call. Caller, good evening.
Hello, good evening, guys. Good topic. I want to find out, though, because I know the emphasis is on youth programs in the country. However, there are a lot of talk that a lot of young people, and especially the Gen Z, aren't willing to put in the extra effort to work, gain the experience for work, employment, no matter the field, and just be out there, because a lot of times they'll tell you they suffer from social anxiety, they have issues communicating properly, especially on the phone, they prefer text.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of restrictions with respect to reaching them and even just socializing. So how are today's youth, especially this generation, going to break away from that, change the mandate, and be more accessible and be more open to things that are here now, so they can be true and proper leaders? Thank you.
Thank you for that contribution, Mel. Chikeba, can you give some light on that?
Okay, so why most of the youths don't really do the on the phone stuff, they do more of the texting, and they don't really take part in the youth opportunities that are given, is because most times they are afraid to express how they feel or be open, because most times they get turned down, especially those who are qualified with a lot of passes and degrees and bachelors. They are being turned down when they try to apply for what they really want to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
And they are forced to go and do other stuff, which nothing is wrong with, but that's not really what they want. And also during COVID, everybody was just home, rock back on the social media. That is where most of them build their life, because a lot of us was just home.
Just home.
Barely socializing, barely interacting. Everything was social media, TikTok. So it's hard for them to come out of that shell, but some of them are finding their way slowly but surely. So, yeah.
Thanks for that, Josiah.
My contribution is that it could be a confidence issue as well. Because when you see many young persons, you'll see them talking, but they've head down.
Yeah.
they would rather text than call, because I believe persons believe that they must always sound intellectual.
They
will second guess, and they will second guess themselves and wonder if the song incorrect. Like, everything they do is a test. So I believe that does get them the, that is the issue. I believe that is the issue.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. And go back to the WhatsApp. WhatsApp, I haven't forgotten you. Would you guys, the person is asking, would you guys consider becoming a voice and advocate for young people who may be struggling or heading down the wrong path?
Yes, I would love to be a voice for youth advocates. I would love to mentor young persons, and I would love to help them grow. I feel like that is also what I'm passionate about. Seeing, yeah. I love to see young persons successful.
Yeah. See, you can. What about you, Jacob? You want to?
Yeah, I would definitely love to be a youth advocate, because I believe that the youth need someone to stand up for them. They need a voice as well. And as my partner said here, a lot of them do have confidence. So we who bowl,
yeah,
we could go out and battle it for them and stand up for what is right for us, because we are the next generation. The youths of today are the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
We eventually going to have to lead sometime in the long run. So I definitely don't mind standing 10 toes down to represent the young people like myself.
I like that. And you see, when young people can identify themselves with other young persons, they are quicker to open up and share their story, become more vulnerable. And that confidence issue is really big. And I think another show has to be done to discuss that, because they are grown adults who don't even have the confidence that strong young people may have. We wear masks. We wear masks and we try ourselves to navigate, but really and truly, we don't believe that we have what it takes. So, I mean, as we come down to the end of the show, it's really quick. I find the hour pass quickly, and I keep wondering when Carrie will be going to organize that thing for me. But I ain't too sure when it come in. But we go see.
That's Melissa.
So, last question, and take your time with this. What do young people, in your respectful view, in Trinidad and Tobago need right now, given everything that's taking place?
Support.
Young persons need love.
Yeah.
See, love and support.
Yeah.
That's what we need right now.
Heavy on that.
Love and support.
Yeah. Love and definitely support.
How does that love or that support look? In what form?
Well, you was talking about the school fights earlier, right?
Yeah.
Love, to me, suppresses the anger that persons and the ego that persons hold within themselves.
Yeah.
So once they get that love and that support, we will see less fight.
Less fight.
And guidance.
And guidance.
Heavy on the guidance. A lot of them are being misled by the big bosses out there. They actually need somebody that will stick by their side and mentor them.
And why you feel it that? Because when you go there, you just get them something perceived as love. You know?
A fake form of love.
Yep.
Kyrie, they're dropping some bars there, and the Japanese bars at the end of the show.
Why?
You know what? Guys, it has been my pleasure. My pleasure having young people come on to 106.5 FM Freedom and share their version, their story, their challenges, and be vulnerable. And they were asked if they're willing to give back, and they answered yes. Perhaps if whoever sent that question may have an opportunity for them to come and speak or mentor a group of young people, let that door be open, because I will take their quotes. Love and guidance is what is needed, because when we try to put a lot of stricter measures in place, they're just going to rebel more. Police in the schools just going to stop them from fighting in schools. They'll go outside the schools.
Yeah.
So next week, catch me here on Freedom from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Let's see who I'll have next week. Perhaps I may be managing the board, as Sky V is going to be teaching me very soon. But guys, it has been my pleasure. Josiah, Jacoba, thank you immensely for being here today. And thank you for the listeners who listened and saw how youth programs do impact people. Stay tuned.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.